Yo, it's good to see a new victory light, you know what I'm saying? Today, we're going to talk about the ICE raids in LA and why people are mad about the wrong things, okay? Also, we're going to be talking about the BET Awards, which happened in the same area. Also, we're going to be talking about Father's Day because it's coming up, and I got my number one dad hat on today. You dig? Also, Rainey's father, you know what I'm saying? Also, everybody has been a child of a father. So, we're going to talk about that. Stay right there, don't move, you bitch, and hit the thumbs up.
A victory light.
Yo, what's up, you cowards? You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. We fucking back. You know
Gracias
what I'm saying?
Yo.
Fresh off the fucking plane, you know what I'm saying? From Miami, I still smell like fucking cocaine, even though I didn't do that. Not even a little too.
You smell like baby throw up, bitch. That's actually what
it's all. Yeah, that's right, baby. We back with a proper fucking intro. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
The Matatana, the super bitch of New York is back. The human fucking durag flap is back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Big Rainy is back, and we doing an all sleeveless summer because this arm looks like I got a transplant from a ghost.
Yo.
And
that's a farmer's tangent.
This arm is just disproportionately browner. So we gonna try to even this out. I was in DR looking like fucking Danny Phantom, bro. Like,
yo!
You know what I'm saying? So we had to get me right. You know what I'm saying? We got Mintran the freaky man in the building.
We got a full house.
We got Victor, and he's nobody's uncle.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn it.
That's Poppy.
It says slave name.
It's daddy.
We're not calling him that shit no more. All right. And of course, we got the one and only in the building. You know what I mean? We got that. You know what I'm saying? And then the one and only,
oh,
the sound man.
He's back. He's black. And he's on time.
My God.
It's
Hassan Insane.
Yo, listen.
Yo.
You just got off a plane. I just got off a plane. You just got off a plane because you just finished smoking.
Mind your business, bitch. What the fuck are we doing? Motherfucker, I can't do shit around this motherfucker. Damn. I am a God-fearing woman, bro. I came from Mass directly. Please. No me involucre, bro. No me involucre.
Yeah, she was at Mass with the GD Pope, bro. You know what I mean?
Me and my dog.
Yeah. You know, throwing it up.
I got him fitted.
She was over there praying for Saint Dirk. praying for Saint Dirk's release.
Yeah.
Nah, was that picture real, bro? I'm falling victim to the AI shit. Was the picture of the Pope with the fucking hat, it was real?
He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's throwing that south side.
Oh,
he a White Sox fan.
My fault. I didn't know he was giving it up like that. My fault, bro.
That's Chance the Poper, nigga. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Chance
bro.
The Poper.
That's all right. I'm a father for y'all.
Yeah, that was so bad that it was a little bit good. That was really, really bad.
That's FBG Pope over there.
FBG Pope.
You know what I'm saying?
You just got to put a 42 Pope.
Yeah. 42 Doug is from Detroit.
I'm just saying whatever, bro. Shout out to Jamel Hill, goddamn it. Shout out to Detroit.
42 Doug is the one with the big butt, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he's shorty.
Yeah, wait.
It's
relative because he's really short.
Yes, this is how different men and women experiences the world. Because he's a rapper to y'all, but to me, his shorty got on live and said, "Yo, his ass so fat, you could sit a cup on that butt."
Damn,
what?
That's what we know him
so
for.
So you talking
42
about
butt?
Wait, you talking about 40? You talking about 42 Doug or Lil Rodney with the fat ass butt?
Nah, bro, they cousins. They go together.
Okay,
it's 42 Doug for sure.
Okay,
Lil Rodney with the fat ass butt.
Yeah,
that's a fire rat name.
Yeah,
low key. If I came out, I was like, "Yo, I'm Lil Rodney with the fat ass butt."
Yeah.
Grab the mic, yo, drop the peak.
That's a reference to the streamer.
Yeah.
To Lil Rodney's son.
Yeah.
That's what he got popping for.
Oh, God.
Or, like, that's, like, his most classic clip.
It's crazy how famous that dude is. He's been famous since, like, Vine. And now he's becoming a streamer, which is cool as fuck.
See? The evolution. But that's crazy. See? Y'all be getting caught by AI. Mm. I be getting caught by, regular intelligence. I can't go by AI, I can go by RI, nigga.
This
shit is fucked up.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Speaking of fucked up situations, man, LA apparently is on fire. You know what I'm saying? Because people are protesting out in the streets and everybody says it's peaceful, you know what I'm saying? But everything that we see online is just people lighting shit on fire, wilding out.
Of course. That's
But that don't mean shit to me. I mean, personally, like, it's three Dominican people here. That don't mean shit to me because in DR, they burn tires.
Yeah,
they'll burn down fucking 20 palm trees in a row. Like, they don't give a fuck. So this is not weird to me.
Yeah, they also understand that's the only way they motherfucking listen. Right. They'll be in front of a motherfucking diputado's house for 30 months. Like, hey, can you fix our water? Can you fix our water? Hey, can you fix our water?
Yeah.
Hello. Now we burning down your shit. You can't have no water. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, we got water.
Now we're all pissing in your
well. We understand the language our fucking oppressors understand. And then I also follow people in LA. Like, you watch the people who are on the ground. If anybody who doesn't want, doesn't follow Snow the Product, she's somebody who's, she's an influencer. She's an amazing rapper, but she's on the ground in LA.
Yeah.
She's showing LA is not on fucking fire, bro.
It's not.
Like, these people are legit protesting peacefully, and you have a bunch of assholes who infiltrate these fucking movements and create this chaos so that police have something to retaliate against.
Just to fuck shit up. There's a documentary that just came out about the Vancouver Canucks, the hockey team, how they won. They lost the Stanley Cup or some shit like that. I don't know what it was, but it was just white people. They were wilding. There was no real reason. It was like, yo, our team lost or our team won. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if they won or lost.
They
still gonna flip a car over. They still gonna wild the fuck out. They gotta put oil on the pole so they don't climb them. And that's for sports. You know what I'm saying? This is for a real reason. And you're right, because like I watched a little bit of Hassan Piker's stream, and he's just walking around interviewing people. Like, yo, hey, like, yo, what are you doing over here? Yo, nah, we over here. And it's just like a line of cops. But it is mostly just people chanting and like protesting, doing like regular protest shit. But as we said, you know, saying you've seen Snow, I've seen Hassan. Have you seen anybody on the ground out there doing things?
Hell no, I was in the tropics. I ain't getting none of that shit over there. I ain't getting none of that shit over there. Not because I didn't want to or because I tuned it out, but because the resort had free Wi-Fi with no password that anybody could access. So I wasn't seeing shit, bro. Nothing was loading until I got back on that plane. And I'm like, hold on, what is going on? Which is scary, bro. Because like,
you just seen a mad digitized Mexican flag?
Like, yeah. Which I'm like, what is going on?
What's going on in Italy?
Like, what is it? It's like,
the fuck?
It's like, is everyone on the same Minecraft server? Why is this happening? Why does this look so pixelated?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mostly ain't see that shit unless I was like in the hotel room or until I was back, which is mad scary, bro. Cause like, you could tell this shit is like very much curated based on like where you at and like what you're doing and shit.
Oh yeah.
Cause I ain't see a single fucking post till like my last night over there. So
you were just seeing like BBLs and shit. Like, yeah, it was all geolocated.
Yeah. I was just seeing, you know, I was just seeing like what you call it, like legs, like you know what I'm saying. You know how they season the chicken, like you throw it on a grill. That's all that was on my feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
just recipes. And
I
shit.
Was sleeping to the sound of Diplo. That's at this fucking resort. But I ain't really see nothing until I got back.
But to Liz's point, there's not a lot of crazy shit going on. It's like little pockets, but it's knuckleheads everywhere. The point I was trying to make with the hockey shit before was that people will like infiltrate these things, like these protests that are like peaceful protests, and just be like, yo, we can fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And like kind of blend in. You know what I'm saying? Everything, same shit happened with Black Lives Matter. Like people just go in there not having to do nothing with what's going on.
It's the perfect thing for you to segue and not pay attention to the fucking topic at hand.
100%.
The topic is that these motherfuckers is doing illegal raids. They're raiding churches, schools, graduation ceremonies. These motherfuckers is hopping out of vans with their faces covered, unmarked anything. Like, you just straight up kidnapping people off the street.
Yeah.
And this is how we segue, like, oh, look, this is a burning car. Pay attention to this.
Yeah.
Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. It's like, bro, we are mad because y'all are playing in our faces. Our children are dying. Like, there's so many things that are going on, and y'all want us to focus on a fucking electrical car that has no fucking owner being burned. Sorry, don't give a fuck.
There's nobody in there.
How about you answer the fucking questions we are asking, bitch?
Yeah, social media also just, or anything really, thrives on sensationalism. Mm-hmm. But like social media especially. So what people will do is that they'll take the most incendiary clip they can find and then just boost that, because it's all a numbers game and Twitter pays you for engagement. And people are much less likely to engage with, you know, a video of people harmlessly, peacefully protesting and marching and chanting versus a video.
Yo, it's fucking Waymo's on fire.
Yeah. Versus a video of like a Cybertruck on fire. Like, newsflash, buddy, it probably would have exploded anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Like, it was not.
Sorry,
like,
pal.
It's not that serious.
Also, that's what insurance is for, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Like, I've macked my car twice. It got totaled. I have no car.
Yeah.
But I got a check back and I'm up 5 G's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what insurance is for. So if you burn a Cybertruck, nigga, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go get another one.
There's no replacing human lives, you know? There's no
that
replacing
part.
Human lives. And
there
I
is
think
insurance
this shit is...
for human life, but you don't get another one.
Right.
When you crash, when you crash it. When you mack your life,
yeah.
You get money, but you don't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah.
heard.
But we're probably not that far from that. So, you know.
Your life insurance where you mack yourself?
Yeah.
You come back
as AI. Just, you know what I mean?
Yo,
with seven fingers?
You know what I mean? You come back with seven fingers and 82 teeth?
Yeah. You know what I feel
looking
like?
Crazy.
We go down that path.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
Say, hey, why don't you kill yourself? And I promise you, we're going to bring you back.
We're going to bring you back.
Promise.
They're going to bring you back as a fucking French bulldog, nigga.
Yo.
Sitting on the two chains nuts like, yo.
They bring you back as Secret Squirrel. Just
why?
Fucking crazy.
Like, yo, dog.
Yeah. It's the internet thrives on sensationalism. Like, these platforms that pay you based on engagement versus like quality. Just like just like the whole entertainment industry, right? Like, it used to be like, hey, this is good. Let's get behind this. That's how you end up with a Wire or a Sopranos or the first half of Game of Thrones. Like that.
Oh shit, this shit made money?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Once everything becomes about numbers, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
So you're going to boost the one video of a Mexican kid calling a black cop the N-word. You're going to boost that one video. You're not going to boost the video of the people standing in solidarity and helping each other and being peaceful. You're not going to boost the videos of people live streaming and then getting shot point blank range with rubber bullets by a cop just walking by.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen all of that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for some reason, because Twitter is owned by a techno-fascist oligarch who wants to push his agenda, I see this one video way more disproportionately than I see anything else from the 5 million people in LA that are also out here and also really doing shit.
The crazy shit about that is, like, you would think like the algorithm will push up like celebrity people, influencer people that are involved in this shit. Cause it's like, yo, protests plus celebrity equals like engagement.
Yeah.
So like you said, like, they're showing the videos of the Waymo's on fire. They're showing all this other shit. They're not showing like anything on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Right. Like when Kendall Jenner went and gave the cop a Pepsi and like it solved everything.
Yeah.
Like, I have not seen that video once, bro.
Solved racism.
Like, she did it. That was like 2 days ago.
Right. Yeah.
She did that.
Monumental shit.
Monumental.
Never been done before.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I haven't seen it once.
Like, yo, it's like they're suppressing it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They shadow man in the positive shit.
They need, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there, cosplay as Mike, and then just walk up to the riot police and go. And just lower the gun. You know what I'm saying? Just lower the strap.
Yo,
like,
dog.
Mike. You know what I mean?
Yo.
That's what we need. We need some fucking levity, man. This goddamn.
Yo,
this
for
shit
real.
Because shit is getting grim very quickly. And it's more important now than ever to recognize when difficult conversations have to be had.
We've had this conversation before. I don't know if it was on or off camera.
Yeah.
Where you just try to stay away too much from the internet debates. Like,
yeah.
I try to stay away from shit that I see online that I don't see in real life. You know, like,
that's the point.
Bro, in real life, and I know there's a difference because we live in New York. I don't know how it is in LA. But in New York, everybody over here is like, everybody se conoce.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up around Black Americans, around wild first generation Caribbean immigrants, like, coming here for the first time. So that solidarity was... it was in the neighborhood. We grew up around it. That's why these conversations get a little bit weird, because I understand both sides. I understand the side of the Black Americans who are saying, yo, we have been fighting for our and everybody's rights for a long time.
Yeah.
And I understand the people saying, yo, there's like a, there's, y'all don't want to fight with us. When it's realistically, Black Latinos have been saying this shit forever.
Yeah.
If you look at Black Latinos, they have been saying, yo, there is white supremacy in our culture, and we feel the face of that shit every single fucking time. So while I understand both, I also understand, like, yo, the moments where we got to stick together, we got to stick together. And I also understand it's the internet theory of, like, yo, these motherfuckers already know what to say and what to do to create that division between all of us, you know, like,
switch.
Yeah,
because instead of us focusing on what makes us the same, which is
bitch, we all eat rice.
Which is this motherfucking the motherfucking struggle of living in a fascist capitalist society that wants all of us to be good victims, you know, good workers. We all understand that. That's what we should focus on. But again, all of that has to come with unlearning and relearning. Like, with everything that's going on, even at the protest that I attend, it's like, yo, it's not perfect. Everybody doesn't show up perfect knowing all things. Yeah. You show up, and you being in solidarity and being in these places with these people shows you, oh shit, la vida diferente.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So because we haven't laid this out clear for our audience yet, there was a clip going around of Andrew Callahan's Channel 5 News displaying a Mexican or obviously Latino protester just firing off on this black cop, calling him everything but a child of God, right? So that clip has been disproportionately amplified versus clips of riot police firing on civilians who are just sitting on the curb, versus clips of people essentially straight up getting kidnapped right out of the street by masked people with no badge number, no official anything, right? That clip is being disproportionately amplified, and I think it's because the internet is just as much a tool of fascism as it is an information hub. And when the entire LA County Sheriff's Department is less than 10,000 sworn in officers, and the entire LAPD department is less than 10,000 sworn in officers, when you're a tech oligarch billionaire like Elon Musk, and you are in bed with the governments that oppress us, you're going to do everything you can, which includes amplifying this divisive rhetoric, because these departments know that they cannot contend with 5 million black and brown people on a united front.
And that's why they got more Marines down there than fucking Iraq and Afghanistan and the entire motherfucking Middle East.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are upset enough, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a video of the LAPD having a horse attack somebody laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You could see them aim and shooting at journalists, you know, at people who aren't doing anything.
I was about to say, there was like an Australian, like, news lady, like, just standing in the middle of the street being like, hey, we're here in Los Angeles, California, where there are protests. Oh my God! Yeah. And she just got hit with like a fucking rubber ball. I was like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
A victory light.
Speaking of tools of fascism, you know what I'm saying? The BET Awards was in LA at the fucking same fucking time.
I'm sorry. Yo, man, if I had a gun with two bullets, bro, I would kill myself twice.
Yo,
what?
You said, speaking of tools of fascism, Candace Owens.
Yeah. The BET Awards was in LA. I couldn't believe his shit, bro, because I'm like, all right, this is in LA. LA must be huge because, as we know, LA County is gigantic. Because the BET Awards were happening at the same time as this shit is happening. Kai Cenat was in there, being Kai Cenat. Like, not knowing people, like, being like, oh, I don't know who that is. Like, yo, who is that? Like, on stream, which is, okay. Y'all are, again, I get tricked by R.I. Like,
my real intelligence,
you know what I'm saying? Is he trolling?
No.
Because, like, or does he really not know? Because, like, yo, you're a media. You're in media, fam.
Yeah, he's not. I'm gonna tell you this. Kai Cenat is a kid in his room who just happened.
He's a kid in his room.
Yes,
yeah, he is.
He literally is. He started.
He was a kid.
Started in his room watching things, and he blew up. I do think that it's like, yo, he doesn't recognize some people. He might know their music, but by face, he's just like a kid. Like, yo no loco noco.
He called Wale, like the robot.
Oh,
he's an internet kid, bro. Yeah.
To be fair, I used to call him Whale when I was 14.
Whale, oh my God. Crazy.
Yo, damn, bro. But listen, man, How
he
y'all
said,
expect?
What you playing on Switch? He said, you think you're talking? Bro, Wale's walking past you playing on his Switch. He's like, yo, what you playing on Switch? Super Smash Bros. Nigga, I'll fuck you up with Super Smash Bros. Jumps in the truck and speeds off.
Yeah.
Wale's like, yo, what the
that
fuck?
Did, that
who
did
is that?
Made him, it made Wale look like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, like,
crazy.
You know, like when you're an adult and you're just trying to be nice to kids, yeah. He's like, yo, what you playing?
What you playing? Right. Yeah, I'll fuck you up with that shit. Yeah.
That's what it made it look
you
like.
You see me in that.
Yo, before, it's crazy because before, like, I don't know. It is kind of crazy that he doesn't know who Wale is, but also, like, I can't expect a kid who was prepubescent during 9/11? Basically, yeah, like, no, not even. Who
was,
like,
born on 9/11.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't expect a kid to know who Wale is when they came of age after Wale's time in the sun. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to admonish somebody for that. Like,
yeah.
I am close in age to Wale and I know all the words to Lotus Flower Bomb.
Yeah.
You've also been alive for 3,000 years.
Come on, man.
Mint's a man of culture.
Yeah.
But I think older people are having a little hard time accepting Kai Cenat and people his age because we don't understand that his stuff is not for us.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
He really is a kid, bro. Un niño de 23, but he started, I'm assuming, the videos that I've seen is like 15, 16.
Yeah.
So I don't see him as like a media personality. I really do see him as a kid who grew up in front of the world.
You're right though, because I conflate this shit, right? Because like everything is media, right? When you talk, when you think about it, but like streaming is like this whole
new world,
of shit. Whereas it's like
I also streamed for a little bit. I still do sometimes on occasion, and like my streaming and their streaming is very different because when I stream, I actually was doing something. And I don't mean to throw shade or nothing.
That was
I just mean like,
that's crazy.
I'm not gonna
listen,
Kai.
Me and my little
Kai, you might have to jump up and punch this nigga in the kneecap.
Man, what the fuck is up?
Nah, that's crazy.
Don't get me active.
What's up,
bro? Don't get me active. Kai
said, jump by AMP, bro.
Bro, I was in here very friendly. Y'all, you see, this how they get motherfuckers jammed up,
bro.
Guys, I think Phantom's at the door.
It be your own friends, bro.
Real heavy, real heavy.
Listen, bro. Listen, all I was trying to say is that when I was streaming with my little 40 viewers, I was playing a game. And Kai will go on these whole ass runs of like playing Elden Ring straight through and streaming for 50 hours. So like he's an outlier in that he occupies both of those worlds, but Any, if you notice, any clip that any of these guys go viral for, they're never playing a game.
They're not doing it.
They're never playing a game. They're not really doing anything. They're just talking shit. And so the point I'm making to you is of whether or not he's trolling. I think he is. I think he is because it's all fucking clip farming. It's all clip farming.
Could
that's
be.
All this whole world. This whole world revolves this world of like the in real life streaming in your room by yourself, not playing a game, not doing nothing. Right? It just revolves around clip farming. It revolves. It's you being in front of a camera for 9 to 12 fucking hours a day, so that you could go viral off a 15-second clip. Because you said some wild shit. It's you putting in 12 hours of work a day so that Say Cheese Media, who is run by Prajit, can post you on their platform and be like, Kai Cenat doesn't know who Wale is.
Whoa.
That's what streaming is.
Yo, high key, you're absolutely right. It's crazy because,
I'm from this world, bro. You know what I mean? I'm 38 years old.
Okay? I'm 42.
Like, I don't. I was here for the genesis of it, you know?
It's crazy because I used to make fun of streamers and be like, yo, y'all are corny, blah, blah. And now I'm like, every Monday I'm on there.
Now
I'm getting high watching bug fights.
You're getting
cops smoking fent.
Now you're getting high and playing Dress to Impress, looking like Thug and Dirk in the studio. Like,
I'm like, yes, bitch, I podiumed.
Yeah.
Second place.
Yeah.
You bitches are haters. But there's something to be said. So you made a very good point. Kai's making shit for like a younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not just saying fuck that. I'm saying fuck that because he's making stuff for a younger generation, but he's using the older generation as props.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. That's like if we change the whole format of Victory Light. We say, yo, fuck pre-production meetings, fuck talking about real issues, fuck talking about funny shit. We just gonna sit here and react to Coco Melon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most of it is.
Until you figure out Coco Melon is paying us.
Right.
I'm gonna be the one to say it. Kai Cenat did not just show up to the fucking BT Awards and say, hey, Let me and my camera crew in. No, motherfucker.
Come on.
Y'all know y'all sent that invite. Y'all know y'all needed the viewers. Y'all know y'all needed the bullshit.
Yeah.
That's why it's
of
like,
course.
Bro. Come on, bro. Yeah. These streamers, they didn't just show up.
Nah.
You wanted them there. You invited them there. You probably didn't think that they were going to act the same way that they do.
Yeah.
But and you invited the them there. Don't act stupid.
Yeah. That's the stupidest shit about media ever. And that's why, to quote Victor, there's fucking three guys, girls, women, men, females, males, you know what I'm saying, in the world that are like talented executives, bro. There is no executive level talent. So an executive, a TV, like whoever the fuck the head guy at BT is, probably was just like, Kai Cenat does great numbers. His numbers are out of control.
Right.
So let's bring him in. Let's bring him in, get some of the youth, get youth eyeballs. But they don't realize, like, yo, what Kai does.
Yeah.
They just see a name and they see some numbers in a pitch deck and then they just go and do it,
mm-hmm.
not realizing, like, yo, this is what you're getting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, it's just like, that just shows, like, a lack of, like, executive, like, producerial talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we're producing this whole thing for y'all to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna mix it up and we're gonna make it for the old heads, for the YNs, for everybody. But you're doing it wrong, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the recipe, you got all the ingredients, and you just threw all that shit in a bowl and was like, yo, here, eat it, nigga.
Bro, that's like, listen, man. That's like...
slop.
It's making fucking slop. That's like me wanting to get into making movies, but having no wherewithal, no, you know what I'm saying, no appreciation for film as a culture, as an art form. But then I happen to really like this one movie, so I'm going to remake it. And I'm gonna cast K Flock as the leading role, and he's gonna walk around killing very old rappers with a cattle prod, and I'm gonna call it No Country for ONs, and
it's gonna be
oh my god.
I'm gonna make No Country for ONs.
And
it's gonna flop.
Yo, Nina, you gotta put K Flock with the Javier Bardem hair.
Yeah.
You gotta Photoshop that.
With the cattle prod.
Come on, stop.
And then I'm a cast K. He gonna be in that gas station, like, yo, what's the most you ever lost in a coin toss, yo? Like,
yo, why do they talk like that?
What's the most you ever lost in a coin toss, yo? Huh? Nah, did I stop playing?
Stop playing. Don't run, don't trip.
Stop playing. Nah, don't run. Where you going? Don't run. I'm a cast B-Love in it. You're gonna be like, B-Love, flock him.
Yo,
you know?
D-Dang, y'all, we doing a bunny hop.
Yo, they bugging in the tees, right?
Yo, they bugging. Why is he the only one that hasn't gone through puberty yet?
Yo, it's because he too scary. Puberty scared him. Puberty scared D-Dang.
Puberty came you know what I'm D-Dang was like, yo, I'm about to make your dick bigger and your voice deeper. He's like, yo, what?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yo, I'm telling you.
What the fuck you talking about?
I'm telling you. Yo, you know what? That's the episode name. No Country for ONs, yo. You know
what I'm saying? Yo.
Yep.
What kind of shit, man? So apparently other streamers were not allowed into the BET Awards?
Until Kai Cenat got there.
Well, and then it was.
Tyler, he was invited and he was allowed in, but he brought his niece with him. She was like 6 years old. They said that they don't allow minors onto the red carpet unless they're icons. Or like kids of icons.
What?
Yeah.
Unless you're an icon?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that? You gotta go to the DMV?
I'm assuming they're like the children of
Paris
and like Kanye and, you know, Jay-Z and those higher ups.
Yeah.
Higher ups.
But Ty Lil, he was there, he's another streamer. He's a really nice guy. From what I know.
Yo.
But he was upset because he was like, I just want to take a nice... This is what he said. As long as y'all let me in to take a picture with my niece, that's it. She don't got to come inside the show. I just want a picture.
Yeah.
They was like, fuck out of here. No kids, bro. What? And then Kai Cenat came, and they let him in right away with the little girl. So he was like, damn.
Yeah.
So I just got to make a little bit more money. I got to get more famous. You know?
I got to get more famous. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I got to get more lit.
It's true. You know how those, you know, being in that world, bro, all they care about is numbers and famous faces. If you don't have that, they will treat you like shit.
They'll be like, yo, what's your name? Wally?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yo, that's
but it's even crazy. That's why I kind of like I'm standing up for the streamers in a sense, because it's like, I know that y'all invited them. Number one, 100%. Because you knew what their audience looked like.
Yeah.
So don't act crazy when these people show up and do what they do.
Well, I don't
do
understand.
Do I also, like, I know that Kai is very loud, yes?
Yeah.
And, you know, you probably want to change different things for different, for whatever you're doing at the moment, but you have him there, you know that he's live streaming, you know he's going to perform. He's Ciara, bro.
You brought him to do what he does. Mm-hmm. And then when he does what he does, y'all are like, yo, chill. Can you do that less? That's the media in a nutshell. That's like all these C-suite. Yeah. That's the C-suite niggas, CEO, CFO, CMO, producers, executive producers, heads of studios, all these bozos. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Hey, we hired you because you're really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be like 15% of that cool?
Exactly.
And then can I'll you say forget. Budweiser at the end?
I'll never forget sometime somebody had, they wanted me to write a poem basically talking about how to escape the evilness of whiteness.
Yo,
how to escape the evil of whiteness, of capitalism, of white supremacy. I did the poem and it was like, yo, that's fire, but
yo,
you make it like a little less.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker, this is what you paying me for. This is what you wanted. This is what you asked for.
Yeah.
Don't fucking ask me for something. And when I give it to you, you're just like, yo, yes. But can you just make it like a little bit sweeter?
Yeah, a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit sweeter.
Dog, if I sign a contract to be Meryl and Meryl shows up, you will get Meryl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm a smart guy, ashtray. I'll be 15 minutes late, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. You know, depends on the traffic. And I'm going to say fuck. At least once.
But this whole red carpet, you know, versus, you know, BET Awards versus LA Riots situation kind of ties into just like a quick sidebar. On the plane back from DR, I saw the movie Opus, which I had wanted to see for a long time. It was this A24 film with Ayo Edebiri in it. So shout out to Ayo. You know what I mean? She went crazy. It's John Malkovich.
Yeah.
John Malkovich plays this like pop star who's coming out of retirement, who's also, surprise, surprise, the head of a cult. And the movie, what I got from it is that it's about the cult of personality and the value of access versus the access of value, at least to me. Like, it was like, which is like to us, like when you're a normal person, like, most of the synthetic opulence that is everywhere doesn't really like mean shit to you. But when you're somebody who is fueled by this sort of like by celebrity, basically, mm-hmm. when you're somebody whose value is determined by celebrity and your proximity to celebrity and your access to value, it you become this like shell of a person who only finds validation, like the execs only finds validation in numbers mm-hmm. and in popularity. And it, like, because I think it's insane for somebody with an invite to not be let in, to take a photo with their niece and then what, kick their niece out or be like, all right, bye guys, see you in 8 hours,
I'll put you to sit in this Uber.
But then as soon as Kai shows up, all those rules are out the door.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's fine. Like, and it's just, I don't know. I feel like the you know, A24 being A24, I feel like that film touched on a lot of the absurdity of that and just like how nothing really fucking means anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I love the way that you worded that because it's so true.
Yeah, it's very true.
Even being in that world, bro, I've seen, we go through little stuff. Even with Andy being in that world of comedy, you know, and him being around the Bad Bunnies and Aventuras, like the way that he's treated versus the family is insane. And I love that I went to DR and my best friend got to see this. I told him, yo, when we go to DR, Andy has a lot of new cousins. And he's like, what do you mean Andy has a lot of new cousins? Well, aren't they your cousins too? I'm like, no.
Uh-oh.
They're Andy's cousins. That's the fun thing.
Yeah.
That's how you know that they're just Andy's cousins. So we were at my grandmother's funeral. I'm sitting down with my brother and my best friend. One of Andy's cousins comes by and he's like, yo, what's up, primo? Me and you, like, we cousin, you know? And Andy's like, oh, word. They sit down, they talk. Tossie's sitting next to me, my best friend, and he's just waiting for the dude to turn around and be like, what's up, prima? Nope. He literally turns around and keeps walking. Oh, he's shit. Like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, yes, welcome to Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Welcome to what happens when people see you next to a famous person.
That's it.
And then that's it. It's like, and I told my mom this, mom, we got mad family. That's only y'all family. And that's it. Yeah. So it's like that prop, even it being in those worlds, bro, it's like, yo, what you guys place value on is such a fucking joke.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I saw that because it made me not want it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, I don't want to be in that world where you got to perform and this is what you value. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm good on that.
Nah. So that goes right to what you were saying. Proximity to celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the motherfuckers will value you based on that and shit. So, like, that's why my neighbors always want to be in my crib taking flicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, yo, we at Merrill's crib, yo. And they tag me and shit. And they're like, yo, can you repost? Can you collab on this post? And I'm like, nah, bro, this is like crazy.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Like be normal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, be normal, bro. Like, that happens all the time.
Motherfuckers talk about scaring the hoes, but they be the hoes.
They be the hoes, bro. Like, everybody come to my crib, just like, yo, Merrill, yo, Merrill. Yo, you're so popping.
Oh my God, you know, you're a koi pond. Oh my God. My God,
can we take pictures of your
hey,
fish?
Hey, can we stay in your yo, guest house?
Yeah, you know? And I'm just like, yo, chill, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you know
chill,
what, Meryl?
Relax, bro.
One day you're going to find your entire family duct taped in the basement.
No.
And then, you know, and then guess what I'm going to say?
You poured my house to the ground.
And then guess what I'm going to say, bro?
It's a prank.
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank, bro. Yo, it's just my fish on a fucking shish kebab.
Yeah, it's a prank, bro. Yo, it's a prank.
It's a prank, bro.
Yeah,
yo, you want some Brenzino?
I come out wearing your face. Like,
It's a prank.
I tell you what, how many fucking koi fish you got, bro? Because I'm going to make the motherfucking biggest asopao you ever seen in your life, bitch. Yo, bacalao for everybody.
Yeah. Locrio de koi.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, see, that's why I feed them niggas Newport ash. Just because you niggas want to try to eat one of them motherfuckers, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy work, bro.
Nah, you have... Nah, your koi fish having COPD is crazy.
Like, I used to love to swing.
Yeah.
Now I cannot swim again.
Yo, not even the fucking fish are safe from me,
nah,
bro.
No one.
Yo, oh my God,
yo,
bro.
Shout out to Skeletor, shout out to Iron Judge, man. Shout out to Speed Steel, and shout out to Crunchy Black. Man.
Fuck all of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck all of them,
bitch. Wait, hold on. You named your fish Crunchy Black?
Yeah, from 3-6 Mafia.
From 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Mafia.
Sounds about Meryl.
Oh my God, bro.
I know the only fucking reason you didn't name your kids that was because Heather was present and she didn't
lie. Yeah.
I just know it, bro.
A victory light. A victory light.
Honestly, if I got to name all my kids, the kids would be named... My first born son would be still, he would still be Adrian because I like that name. And I needed a name that my mom could say in Spanish.
Adrian.
Adrian, coño, mira, muchacho diablo. And then Meryl the third would have been Omar.
Yeah.
And I think for the third one, I got lazy and I was like, yo, that's Joel Jr. And it's weird to have your third kid be like the junior.
Be the
but
junior,
I was like,
yeah,
nah, he's going to be Joel Jr. And then when Azalea was born, I was like, yo, can women do juniors?
Oh, yeah. I get, wait.
Could you be like Heather Jr., bro?
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do here. I'm confused.
Wow.
I don't have a. And then I was just like, Azalea is a beautiful name. But then at the time, I was like, bro, Iggy Azalea was popping.
I think Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks. Was out there and I was like, bro, if I want my I don't want my daughter to grow up to be like any of these bitches. Like,
bro, stop lying, bro. You would have named her Yudi Belkis. If it was up to you, you would have named her Yudi Belkis.
Yo, you're not lying, you bro. Know what I mean? I think it was Angelica, bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
Angelica Mercedes.
Yeah. You see, I fuck with that, bro. Yep. That's why if I have kids, bro, they're gonna be mad fucking they're gonna be disgustingly Dominican.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna name them some shit that just make you go.
Yeah,
come on, bitch.
Bro, you just spun a little wheel. Yep. What happened? You know, Adrian, Omar, Meryl Jr., and Heather Jr. would be my children, and that would be their names. They are my children. You know what I'm saying? I made them.
What
my
the
dick.
Fuck? What the fuck are you saying,
bro? He's lying. He's getting up here lying to y'all people, bro. He would have named Adrian Mano if he got the chance.
Mano?
All right, He would have named Adrian's name would have been Mano.
Yo, I swear to God, you're not wrong. I would have done like what white people do, but like the inverse.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
name my kid like, yo, Glock 30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. You would have, yo, Meryl, you know what I'm saying? Is the kid? Yeah.
Glock 4.
Yeah. And because Azalea's your youngest, you'd have named her 38 Snub.
38 like, Snub.
Yo, these is my kids.
Yo.
Mano, Sticky Fingers.
38
and 38 Snub.
Yo.
Yeah, me?
Yo, this is my son.
Yeah. Because, yo, that's not far off. Famous people be naming their kids anything, bro.
That's a fact.
When I saw this, I saw a random ass article, like, fucking, I was going to say shout out, but no shout out. Fucking bad body built Elon Musk. They had a picture of him. It was an article, whatever. But they had his kid's name in it. And his kid's name looked like a fucking algebra problem. I was like, how do you say this word out loud? You can't.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. His kid's name is actually Slavery is Bad. That's his name.
Yo, so Father's Day is coming up, you know what I'm saying? And I expect to be worshipped. Actually, I don't expect to be worshipped.
You expect to do everything?
I expect to do everything I do every fucking day. But what I will be doing that is very important is I will be with Zora and Mom Donnie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
hopefully
cool.
The next mayor of New York, who is very close in the polls. Is actually, what is a last count? What do we have?
There are several different polls, but just recently the first poll dropped that shows him winning out.
Winning out, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, New Yorkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do the right thing. Do not rank Andrew Cuomo, bro, because he is a dickhead. I saw a fucking clip of him being like, yeah, you know, Donald Trump is going to come here and he's going to do a lot of things. He's going to break the law. He's going to do illegal things. He's going to rattle some people. He's going to shake some tables. He's going to rattle your cage a little bit.
You mean just like him?
Yeah, just like me, but without the nipple piercing because I'm cool. And I'm like a little bit, you know, left leaning because my left nipple is pierced. I lean to the left. It's heavy. Anyway, don't overreact. When they start snatching your DTs off the street, don't overreact, people. Let's just all be calm. Let's keep a level head. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just saying, yo, chill out, bro. It's cool to get black bagged in the street. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Do not rank Andrew Cuomo. Rank Zohran Mamdani number one. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever the fuck else you want to put in there, but do not put Andrew Cuomo in that bitch. Put me in number three if you want.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Yo creo.
Ay, Dios.
Que yo pudiera ser.
Ay, Dios.
Uno de los sicarios más graves del mundo.
Wow, me neither. Wow.
Because you know how I would get rid of Andrew Cuomo?
No me diga.
I would just...
Dámelo.
During a routine checkup at his doctor...
Oh, shit.
I would throw his ass in the MRI
without
taking it with the nipple ring in there.
Yep. So
and then his fucking heart explodes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to get a knock on my door while I'm with my kids. Like,
yeah, sir.
Like, sir, hey.
Please step outside.
MRI? MRI, huh? Get out here, motherfucker.
Yeah, MRI, motherfucker. You're going to need an MRI.
Yeah.
Fucking pussy.
You gonna need an MRI. Fuck
you. You just got to hit them with the, yo, it was a prank.
Yo, it was a prank, bro.
It was a prank. It was a, for legal purposes,
yo,
that was a joke.
That was a joke, guys.
Yeah.
Just joking.
Yeah.
Like, we jokesters. Father's Day's coming up, you know what I'm saying? You know, we all got different experiences, you know, with that. I will say one thing, though. My parents are assholes. You know what I'm saying? I love them, but they're dickheads. They're greedy. You know what I'm saying? Because they want me to shout them out on, like, Father's Day here and Mother's Day here in America and also the Dominican versions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, y'all got to pick one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they shouldn't have to pick shit, motherfucker. Cough up that money, cough up them gifts.
Damn, that's crazy. Wow.
All four times, and if there's other shit to do, just send them extra shit.
Wow.
They
wow.
just show up to your house.
You
sounding,
sound rich.
Yeah, they just
They talking about my coin pile. She's like, yo, send everybody
first
money, bro.
Of all, my fucking mom, she said this is her excuse. Her excuse is I've been here for 30 years, so I basically qualify as an American.
Social security?
American. So I've been your mother here for 30 years, but I've been a woman my entire life.
Yo,
so.
That's crazy you said that, because that's exactly... Yo, they make Dominican moms in a fucking factory, bro. My mom says, yo he durado dos tercios de mi vida en los Estados Unidos, Trinita.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, yeah, that's true. Two thirds of your life, yeah.
Man, Father's Day ain't shit. Because I've remembered every Mother's Day, like, pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
But I'd be forgetting about that shit. Like, even since I became a dad, I'd be like,
yeah, if that's,
I'd be like, oh, it's father, whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, who gives a shit?
I mean, your kids are still young too, so they're not old enough to celebrate y'all yet. Yeah. But if y'all good parents now, that's the good thing. In like 10 years, maybe you'll see the results.
Hope so. Yeah, like this Father's Day, I'm taking my kids and my parents to none other than Fa Metro, baby. Oh, nice.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. Bro, yeah. I went over there. Dog, listen. Men may be an ancient entity, all right? But he's been around.
This is a deity, bro.
Listen, he was not bullshitting about Fun Metro, man. I went over there and I was like, hold on.
He said, woo, woo. He's like, yeah, no, I'm not even from the West Coast.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Shit, like, you know, I hit one of those like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
he did Steph Curry.
Yeah. So that's what I'm about to do on Father's Day. I'm about to not relax at all, bro. I remember my own father, who as we all know, abandoned me as a child, and we kind of tried to reconnect in adulthood, and like, I'll never forget this shit, bro. Like, he was just telling people, like, I showed up to DR and I'm all, you know, tattooed and like a grown ass man since the last time he saw me. I'm also taller than him, which isn't saying a lot. I'm like 5'8", but I'm taller than him. So the whole time we hanging out, he's just drinking me under the table. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking, it's YN Rainey we talking about.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, I'm.
You had your pop shoot a music video for you, bro?
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was in La 42 with fucking Rochi RD and shit.
He was like,
I was in there like, es que tú no bailas, eh. Es que tú no bailas. Es que ustedes no bailan, eh. You know what I mean? Yeah, so. And he's just telling people in the street, mira, este mi hijo, ten cuidado que él pelea por mí. And I'm like,
What?
This like, translates to, this is my son, he'll fight for me.
Yeah. Like, yo, you better watch how you speak. I'm over here with my shooter. This is my son right here. He'll fight for me.
Bro.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey. I'm like, I'm talking to him like a coworker. I'm like, hey, listen, we like barely know each other, so
we just met.
I'm like, can you, I would just like to. I'm like on a second date. Like, I just feel like maybe we should get a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like we're moving really
with
fast.
Each other. I feel like maybe we're moving a little too fast here. You know,
I was gonna say before we smooch.
Hey, listen, before we smooch in this staircase in high school. Before Miss Vargas catches us, and before Mr. Omar calls us pajaros, all right? I need you to maybe slow down.
Yo, Pop!
Yeah.
Yo, he's in DR right now. He's like, yo, esto, mira, yo estaba en YouTube. Yo estaba en Victory Live.
Yo estaba en Victory Live.
Ya, este tigre está prendido.
Yeah.
He don't understand shit. You know, look, my son talking some good shit about me.
He don't understand nothing.
My son bragging on me.
Yep. Mira, entonces, tú sabes que en inglés, father, que dice papá, está hablando de mí. Está diciendo mi father.
Yeah.
De todo duente.
Yeah.
Ese es mío. Espera por mí.
It's crazy. Nobody brags more than deadbeat parents.
Oh, hell yeah.
At all.
What?
Yeah.
Bro. My pops don't brag about me at all. That's how I know he's a good dad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he'd be like, hey, so no, I thought you knew not why now.
So that means he knew you was going to be good.
Yeah,
he's
like, no, I thought you knew un show ahí con una morenita bien y un tigre que tiene mucho tatuaje y vaina.
No, yo creo que un tigre. He's going to be like, él tiene un show ahí, tú sabes, con una muchacha, Lisbel Ortiz, tú sabes, ella es buena gente. El otro como que me cae medio raro.
Este tigre, yo no sé.
El otro es como, ese tigre es medio raro. medio raro is like the nicest way that they could call.
That's the nicest way. Medio raro translates to a little weird.
A little weird.
That's the nicest way a parent gonna tell you, like, yo, if you like it, I love it.
Yeah. That's
like the Latin version.
100%. Yep. And that is a bucket, bro. Yeah. That means, the raro means like,
that means goth. Mad things.
It could be goth. It could be skinny. It could be over gay.
Yeah, it could be
fucking
gay.
Fucking cockeyed, bro.
Homie smoocher.
Yeah, you know whatever, bro.
It can mean anything. You know, it can mean anything. And just like us here at Victory Life, we can mean anything to you too.
You know what I'm saying?
This has been another episode of the Victory Life podcast.
No, better than no, because yo, bicho, Oh. Yo lo estaba viendo el show y. FIFA, ven a ver.
Oh, no, esa niña es buena, ella es buena gente. Ella siempre, mira, tú sabes que ella hizo una foto, que ella hizo Photoshop y hizo una vaina bien linda para su abuelita. Tú pudieras aprender de ella.
Oh, God.
Y el otro, yo no sé. Ay, no. Ese tatuaje en la cabeza.
El otro tiene flow satánico.
Ay, que Dios lo libre.
Ese tigre tiene un flow satánico. No, loco.
Ese niño puede cambiar. Él puede ser bueno.
Yeah, man.
He's a good boy. Like, mom, subscribe to his OnlyFans. Yeah. Thank you. We outside and we inside. We here from the trap house. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, bitch. It's victory like. It's your boy, the Kid Brody, who's been through Red Flap, goddammit. It's Radio Valle, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
AKA Theo Valle, you know what I'm saying?
AKA Theo Valle.
Hey, come on.
Built like a stud, baby.
Come on. Big stud.
You know what I'm saying?
Big rainy stud, you
rainy,
know what I'm saying?
Rainy Brunson in the building. You know what I mean? Fordham's very own Dominican stud.
Come on.
Rainy Brunson.
You know, with the bandana and all that, bro. You know what I mean? Outside with the titties out drinking fucking McAllen. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Lisbella Ortiz La Matatana, the super bitch in New York, you know what I'm saying? If you see her outside, salute her.
And if you see her in Chinatown with a little red carry-on and a Chinese boyfriend, mind your fucking business, gang.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? Victor the God in the building, super producer, Min Tran, Freaky Man, super producer of the year, you know what I'm saying? He won a BET Award for Lifetime Achievement. I don't even know how. You know what I'm saying? Kai Sinat was there. He was like, yo, that's Min Tran. I knew who he is.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And Ty Lil was like, yo, that's man, that's crazy.
Yep.
Yo, we gotta get on Victory Light. Yo, Amp niggas, come on Victory Light. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Victor the building. Amp. And of course, the last but not least, you know what I'm saying? The man who makes it make the music move and makes everything groove. You know what I'm saying? It's,
Hassan Insane.
Yeah. See, I'm on there, bitch.
A victory light. A victory light.